Ferguson, Missouri continues to watch and wait as a grand jury decides whether to indict police officer Darren Wilson in the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Brown's death was the spark for protests in Ferguson, but many African Americans from the city say the problems go deeper and that they are unfairly singled out by police. And FBI statistics show the department in Ferguson does arrest African Americans at a higher rate than other racial groups. But that disparity is true for police departments across the country. Brad Heath is an investigative reporter with USA Today, and in a story this week, he wrote that the most remarkable thing about Ferguson's arrest record might be just how ordinary it is.
Nationally, it turns out that black people are arrested at a rate about three times higher than people of any other race. And that's pretty much what you find in Ferguson. But if you look at the geography of those inequities, there are a lot of cities where the disparity is, you know, five times higher, 10 times higher, even 20 times higher.
Well, in fact, one of the examples that you point to is Dearborn, Michigan. 4% of that city's population is black, yet more than 50% of the people arrested were black.
That's right. I mean, Dearborn's an interesting city. It's a mostly white city, although the white population includes a huge Arab immigrant population. And it's sort of tucked into the southwest corner of Detroit, which is the poorest and blackest of America's major cities. I went and spent the morning at district court a couple weeks ago, and almost everybody waiting in line to come into the court to answer for these petty criminal offenses was black. And they all, it dawned on a lot of them that they don't look like the city in which they were arrested.
Well, in fact, you did ask the police chief to respond to what you found. What did he tell you?
He said a couple things that were interesting. One was, which I think is true, a lot of the people his officers arrest don't live in the city of Dearborn, so it's hard to judge them just by the demographics of that particular city, because they do get a lot of people driving through from Detroit on their way to work. They do have a large shopping mall and a large retail presence. So you see a lot of people who wouldn't be counted in the resident population. And the other thing that he pointed out was a lot of the arrests his officers make are initiated by somebody else. It'll be a mall security guard or somebody who detains somebody for shoplifting or suspects them of something else. And his officers show up and just arrest whoever security has picked out already. But he does acknowledge the sort of accumulated mistrust that comes from having everybody standing in line at the courthouse not look like the city. And it's become a really interesting challenge for them to try to solve.
Well, of course, Brad, the biggest question all this raises is why? Why are police arresting African Americans at such higher rates than any other group?
That turns out to be a really hard question to answer. I mean, we talked to a lot of experts in profiling and policing and a lot of police chiefs and officers, and they say it certainly points out the possibility of law enforcement bias, but it also points out that this could be a function of disparities in economic outcomes, in education, in poverty, in all sorts of other social variables that are really hard to measure and really hard to correlate. So what you're left with is, you don't know exactly what's causing these numbers to be so different. But what you do know is to go back to that experience in a Dearborn courtroom, that when people look around the benches to see who's waiting to be arraigned, they realize that there is this disparity, and most of the police chiefs I talked to were pretty concerned about the fact that it exists and, what can we figure out why it exists so that we can do something about it so that the communities we're trying to police will trust us.
Brad Heath is an investigative reporter with USA Today. Brad, thank you.
My pleasure.